chants the holy names, one should place the meaning of the mantra along with the mantra in the mind. And then one should place the mind within the mantra. Like this, the great realized acharyas have given a very important instruction about the chanting of the holy name. Which means, while uttering the name of the Lord, if one also contemplates the meaning of the mantra along with it, and then when both are placed in the mind, then the mind will be absorbed more and more in hearing the sound vibration of the holy name. And therefore, such a mind should be placed within the mantra, means the mind should become absorbed in the mantra. Just like in this material world, it is very easily observable that our mind gets cluttered in the material sense objects. And the material sense objects enter into our mind. The entrance of one into the other is very easily understandable phenomenon. For example, in this world, people are attracted to cars, attracted to bungalows, attracted to women, attracted to wealth, attracted to positions and possessions. Because they are attracted to these things, their mind chases after these things, become attached to these things, become absorbed in these things, and keeps on dreaming about these things, hoping and praying that one day they will achieve one or more of these. In this way, our mind becomes cluttered in the sense objects. And because the mind is attached to the sense objects enter into our mind. And they take a position there. So the sense objects enter into our mind, and our mind enters into sense objects, it is said. Because of which, one is led towards material bondage in a very strong manner, like a strong knot. Pumsaha striya mithuni bhavametam tayor mito hridaya granti mahuhu. The hridaya granti or karma granti is formed because of the attachment between the senses and sense objects, beginning with the mind's contemplation of the sense objects. In the same manner, when one utters the sound vibration of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one should contemplate on the meaning of the mantra and place both the mantra and the meaning within one's mind for a prolonged period of time. And then when one places the mind within the mantra, means one becomes absorbed in the chanting process without any diversion or distraction. And then one will experience the full benefit of the chanting of the holy name, which is purification of heart and awakening of love of God. Harinam Prabhu ki.